A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix special. Snow drifts down from a blue sky with fluffy clouds on snow-covered, mossy bottom farm. Aardman presents The Rooster Prepares to Crow. He gets a snowball in the beak, falls off the wall, and a grinning turkey slides into his place. Shaun the Sheep in The Snow Becomes a Blizzard. Frosty letters form the title, The Flight Before Christmas. A hoof wipes away the frost from the window with the title, revealing Shaun. He switches on the radio. Shaun pops open a Christmas tree like an umbrella. Nuts has fairy lights. Mower Mouth Goat chews a paper garland. Timmy's mum picks up paper chains. Timmy swings on a garland, then hangs up a garland of pizza slices. Two of the flock knit Christmas jumpers with half a cracker on each. Nuts gets tangled up in the fairy lights. Outside, Bitzer has a wreath for his kennel. He rolls it across his shoulders. The farmer boots open the kitchen door with a box full of equipment. Hens lay eggs which roll down chutes. Painted eggs are hung on a turning cardboard tree with Nuts pedaling the mechanism. A star badge is flipped off the front of the farmer's truck and dropped onto the top of the tree with a fishing rod. Nuts is tied up by lights to the tree. The flock celebrate, and Bitzer comes in with a box. Bitzer pulls out a sock. The flock look disappointed. The socks are hung up on the mantelpiece above an electric fire. Shaun measures a sock, then stretches it. It shrinks back. Shaun narrows his eyes. He looks through a telescope and sees much larger stockings hanging in the farmer's window. Shaun pictures a sparkling stocking filling up with presents. He goes back to the barn. Timmy has a Santa Claus made out of a cardboard tube. He looks up at a smiling Santa on an advent calendar. He shows his Santa to his mum. She bends down, and Timmy takes a clump of wool from her to make a beard for his toy. Shaun beckons to Timmy. Timmy's mum looks thoughtful as Timmy follows his uncle out. The farmer is busy in the kitchen. There are empty bottles and sliced lemons. He's watching a video chef, Farmer Ben, who takes a lemon and mimes that it's delicious. Lemon rind is grated into a saucepan. The farmer chops up big slices and wafts the aroma to his nose. He looks thoughtfully at the laptop. Bitzer comes in. Farmer Ben indicates a tiny pinch of baking soda. The farmer adds a small amount. Ben adds two more pinches. The farmer does the same. Ben adds more, and the farmer copies. The pot bubbles. On screen, Ben keeps adding more baking soda. Bitzer taps the laptop, realizing that the video has frozen. The video jumps forward to Ben tasting his brew. Bitzer's eyes widen. The farmer adds more baking soda from a huge tub. Bitzer snatches it off him. The pot bubbles up, then froth explodes everywhere. The farmer tastes his handiwork and his chef's hat pops up. He grimaces, pulls his hat over his face, goes into contortions and looks agonized. His chef's hat inflates, his cheeks bulge. Then steam comes out of his ears. The farmer grins and puts up two thumbs. He offers Bitzer a spoonful of the bubbling brew. Bitzer declines. Bottles are filled and corked and put in crates. Shaun and Timmy look in the window. The farmer gives Bitzer a stack of crates. He staggers out of the door, following the farmer. Shaun and Timmy climb in the kitchen window. Shaun tells Timmy to jump down on the floor, then lowers the big socks on the rack where they're drying. Across the hall in the sitting room is a huge, lavishly decorated Christmas tree with presents all around it. Shaun drops the dryer on Timmy and runs next door. Shaun picks Timmy up. He finds a box with a scent bottle in the shape of Farmer Ben's head, chucks the bottle away and drops Timmy in the box. As the farmer's shadow comes downstairs, Shaun drops on the floor and rolls himself up in wrapping paper. The farmer's dressed as Santa Claus. He notices a sheep-shaped present, ignores it, and fluffs up his big white moustache. Timmy peers out of the box and is delighted to see Santa. Timmy pushes his legs through the bottom of the box and follows Farmer Santa. Sean tries to break out of the wrapping and topples over. The farmer goes outside with a sack. Timmy's box pops through the cat flap, and Timmy peers out as Farmer Santa throws the sack over his shoulder. To Timmy, it's Santa surrounded by bright rays of light. Timmy goes to follow the farmer but falls over. He gets up and trudges on through the snow. Bitzer adjusts the wreath on his kennel. The kennel is lifted up and carried away, leaving the wallpaper, which drops, leaving Bitzer's little tree and his comfy chair. The farmer walks off with the kennel. The farmer puts the kennel in the truck with the crates of bottles. He pats Bitzer on the head. Bitzer hurries to get in the truck as Timmy approaches in his box, and wrapped up Sean falls over in the snow. Timmy gets in the back of the truck, and to Sean's dismay, the farmer drives off. Timmy's mum looks out of the barn to see Sean racing after the truck. She runs after him. A piece of paper flutters off the truck and lands on the snowy road. Timmy's mum stares after the truck, then turns and gives Sean a good telling off. Sean looks apologetic, then notices the paper on the ground. It seems to show some sort of Christmas fete with Farmer Ben. In the village square, there's a huge Christmas tree. Farmer Ben's wife, Jin, has a selfie stick. Their daughter, Ella, goes to press a big red button and Jin stops her. She adjusts her hair and fox-shaped fur hat. Ben points to himself with a cheesy grin. Ella smiles back. Ella pulls a silly face. Cameras flash, and the tree lights up in the middle of a Christmas market. A band plays. A man opens a sweet stall. He's bald and has only one tooth. At another stall, a woman pays for a sprig of mistletoe. The woman on the stall kisses the banknotes. A sign shows no cars. The farmer crashes into it. Grinning, he rubs his hands together and gets out of the truck. He puts down Bitzer's kennel and, to the dog's horror, uses a crowbar to pry the roof off. He saws and hammers, makes a stall, and puts the bottles on it. Bitzer claps his paws to his face. Bitzer points to his wrecked home, which now has a hand-painted picture of the farmer with fairy lights around it. He's handed a carrier bag. A truck pulls up with snowmen on the back. One is rather woolly. It's the flock. Sean pops out of a snowman's top hat and looks around using a wrapping paper tube as a telescope. Bitzer's dressed as an elf and looks very uncomfortable in his stripy leggings. Sean also sees Timmy peeping out of his box in the back of the farmer's truck. Bitzer tries to sell the farmer's brew, then notices the appearance of a very woolly-looking snowman. The snowman gets closer. Another person ignores Bitzer. Then the snowman is right behind him. He can't see it as it moves round as he looks round. Then it goes. Sean and the others pop up beside the truck and look in the back. Timmy and his box have disappeared. He's walking through the crowd, his gaze fixed on a big, waving Santa up ahead. Sean looks into Bitzer's converted kennel. The others join him and Sean shrugs. Farmer Santa strolls along happily with a hot dog, then notices the truck has been clamped. He squeezes the hot dog and the sausage flies out. As he approaches, the flock all squeeze into Bitzer's kennel. The farmer treads on a woolly tail which sticks out. A bottle falls off the stall, and the farmer tries to catch it, looking like he's juggling. A crowd gathers round. The cork shoots out, under Bitzer's hat, pings a bell and into the sweetie man's ear, then out the other, off the drummer, and knocks down the wreath above the band. It bounces around them, and they get tangled up in their instruments. The tuba man looks startled, and the band clutch their damaged instruments, pointing angrily at the farmer. The trombone player cocks it like a shotgun. The farmer runs off, leaving Bitzer holding the bottle. The farmer ducks backwards through the flaps of a tent. The French horn player ties tinsel round her head like a bandana and strides off. The farmer finds himself on a stage with children staring up at him. Small hands reach for him. Sean spies Farmer Ben and his family. Ella runs off as the farmer crawls out of the tent, then gets dragged back in. A kid runs into the tent, followed by a gift box with sheep legs. In the tent, the farmer hands out presents to the children from a Santa sleigh as they swarm around him. Timmy tiptoes under the sleigh and looks up as a kid clings to the farmer's arm before getting a gift. As Timmy walks under the sleigh, Sean and his mum's head pop through a tent flap. Ella smiles up at Farmer Santa as he sits down, then points to one remaining gift box. Sean crawls towards Timmy, but the farmer picks him up and gives him to Ella as a present. The farmer rubs his aching back, then relaxes. Ella bounds back to Jin with the present as they get into their car with the registration 4x4 Ben. Ben waves to the crowd, and the car drives off. Timmy's mum whimpers. Sean has an idea and looks at the Santa sleigh in the tent. Bitzer has to push the stall out of the way of the car. Bitzer picks up a crate and notices a big sleigh rumbling down the street towards him. It smashes right through the crate and the kennel stall. Big Shirley hangs off the back of the sleigh. She's pulled up by her pants. Bitzer stares open-mouthed. He buys two candy canes for poles and with his curly-toed elf boots as skis gives chase. The car drives down a snowy lane between stone walls. The sleigh flies over a hill and across country. Bitzer follows, looking a bit out of control. The car goes round a corner, the sleigh whizzes straight on. Sean tries to steer and the wooden reindeer's head comes off. They're heading straight for a tree. They all lurch sideways, tipping the sleigh and turning away safely on one runner. Sean figures it out and they lurch from side to side to steer. Hurtling Bitzer also heads for the tree. He braces himself. Somehow his skis went either side of the tree and he didn't hit it. He grins, pleasantly surprised. In the car, Timmy peeps out of his box. The flock all wave to the car as they draw level. Jin looks surprised, looks again, and the sheep sleigh seems to have gone. They're behind them. Bitzer collides with the snowman, then up a sheet of corrugated steel leaning against a wall. They fly high in the air holding hands. A telephone pole takes out the snowman. The car heads towards a large mansion, with the sleigh behind and Bitzer flying in. The sleigh glides through the gates. Bitzer comes through the wall. The sleigh hits a tree and a load of snow drops on the flock. Eyes pop open in the snow as Bitzer collides with a statue and ice dances with it on a frozen pond. He spins, plowing up the ice and falling in the water. Bitzer bobs up in an ice block. The family enter their large hall and Ella walks off with her present. Ben uses a nap and a robot vacuum scoops up blobs of snow. There's a large tree surrounded by presents in the living room. The flock peer in the window. They drop out of sight, then Sean peeps over the sill. Ella puts down her present, then takes off the lid. Sean gasps, but Jin slams the lid shut. Jin puts the box under the tree. She looks unimpressed. The box is a bit worn around the edges. She pushes it further under the tree and the lights start to flicker. Ella's playing with the phone app. The curtains open and close as she presses buttons. Jin takes the remote. She grins. She pulls down an ear flap of Ella's hat and it pops up again. She takes the hat off, revealing a mop of untidy hair. Jin leads her out. The lights go off and Timmy looks out of the box. Sean knocks on the window and Timmy waves back. Sean tries and fails to open the window. Timmy's mum and Sean get down and Timmy gets back in his box. Sean ponders and they form a huddle. In Ella's room, there are drawings around a mirror. She hangs a stocking on the end of the bed, then gets under the covers.
Yeah.
Ella pats the cover and Ben sits down. In dinosaur pajamas with a tail, she bounces on the bed and takes a dinosaur book from the shelf. Ben takes it and ruffles her untidy hair. Ben puts on a video of him reading the book. Ben smiles and waves goodnight from the door. Ella stares open-mouthed, then has an idea. She closes the screen. Ben goes to the front door and looks through the peephole at a group of carol singers. The flock in their human disguises stop as bolts are slammed home on the inside. Shirley points to a vent at ground level. She tugs it. Her fleece tears, revealing her pants. Sean pushes the vent open. The others stuff Sean into the vent, then run off, leaving him stuck. Timmy's mum kicks him through. The shaking ground is Bitzer moving in his block of ice. He strains, but the ice doesn't crack. A robin hops onto his nose, which is outside the ice. The sneeze sends him skidding backwards to the edge of a wall with paving below. Bitzer rocks the block. He falls, breaking the paving, but not the block of ice. He rocks and skids towards a hot tub. The tub starts to bubble and he slides in. The ice freezes the hot water. Now, with a circular piece of ice around the bottom of the block, he slides towards an outdoor gas heater. He clicks a floor switch, and the heater glows. The ice starts to melt. A drop of water runs down to the floor switch. It sparks, shorting out. Bitzer flashes blue, showing his skeleton as he's shocked. The lights in the house flicker. Sean looks through a vent and tries to pull it open, then remembers and pushes it. Sean stands and starts to move stealthily, then realizes he's not moving. He's on the robo vacuum, which turns under him as he walks. He stops and spins on the spot. Sean hops off, rolling his eyes. Sean freezes as Jin yelps, but he's looking at Ella pulling a silly face in a photo at the market. Sean tiptoes away from the kitchen door. In headphones, Jin and Ben click and drag a smiley face to replace Ella's gurning. As Sean crosses the hall, the living room doors slide open and he hides under the stairs as someone runs up. Sean comes out and heads for the living room. He gives a thumbs up to the flock looking in the window. Timmy's box is opened and he finds himself staring up at Ella. Sean stares down at a box containing woolly mittens. Ella picks Timmy up. Timmy's turned upside down, then examined the right way up. Ella's mouth turns down, and she squeezes Timmy. Timmy walks stiff-limbed like a sheep robot, then does a backflip. He does it again. Ella searches under the bed. As she rummages around, Timmy heads out of the door. Timmy looks around, then is grabbed from behind. Ella has a toy dinosaur in her other hand. Ella closes her bedroom door. Sean frantically rips open parcels under the tree. Timmy's mum looks at the toy Santa in her hand. She frowns and rolls up her woolly sleeves, revealing a heart tattoo. Timmy's mum marches off and kicks down the big double front doors. Sean slides over to intercept as she stands with her hands on her hips. Timmy's mum bleats an order and the flock swarms in. Sean puts the front door back. A cupboard is opened and an ironing board drops out on the twins. A sheep's head in a snorkel pops out of the toilet. One of the twins steals a mince pie from Ben's plate. Sean puts it back. A portrait of Ben is knocked off a wall. Sean puts the picture back, the face a bit out of shape. Nut searches the sofa, then picks up the phone. The woman rings off. Upstairs, Ella is swinging Timmy around by his hands, then in the bucket of a ride-on digger, then bounces on the bed. Timmy's mum continues to bleat orders. The ceiling shakes, and the hall light flickers. They all look up. Timmy's mum orders the flock upstairs. Jin and Ben are still busy editing their image in headphones in the kitchen. Timmy's mum tries a door on the landing. Then the next. It opens. Ella is fast asleep in bed, cuddling Timmy, who looks up. Sean restrains Timmy's mum and crosses the room. Sean sweats as he pulls Ella's arm off Timmy by her sleeve, and Timmy slides off the bed into his mum's arms. Ella stirs and Sean looks around for something to replace Timmy. He finds the dinosaur and replaces Ella's arm. Sean rejoins the flock and they turn to leave. The dinosaur. Ella pulls it closer without waking up. Nut still has the phone. Ella sits up, rubs her eyes, then notices the flock. Timmy waves. Huh? Ella looks at the dinosaur. The sheep run off. Jin and Ben upload their photo and take off their headphones. They fist bump. The sheep freeze at the top of the stairs as Jin and Ben come out into the hall. Sean grabs the phone off Nuts. He makes curtains open and shut. The vacuum comes on. Lights flash. Ben steps on the vacuum, stares up the stairs, then gets spun around. The sheep run, but are blocked by Ella. She's in a dinosaur costume. She chases the flock, then launches a toy rocket at them. It flies over their heads and hits a cupboard above the landing. It opens, and plastic dinosaurs tumble out of a storage box. They scatter over the floor. The flock hop and skip over the sharp plastic. Ella pumps her fist, then runs after them. From outside, Ben is slammed against a window as curtains continue to swish to and fro. Bitzer lumbers up in his ice block. The robin lands on his nose and tilts its head, looking at him through the ice. A few light pecks, and the ice cracks. Sean leads the way up to the attic. Ella jumps on the digger, clamps the stair carpet, and pulls it from under the flock. Sheep and toys tumble down the narrow staircase. Big Shirley acts as a brake and stops their fall. A rubber duck bounces off Sean's nose. He's handed a grabber with suckers on the end. It sticks to the attic door and the flock are pulled up the stairs. They tumble in and Sean runs to a window. They close and barricade the door. Ella turns the handle and pounds on the door. Sean opens the window. Thick snow flies in and he realizes they're very high up. A short distance away, there's a treehouse with colorful fairy lights. Sean throws a fairy light lasso and snags a broken branch. Far below, Bitzer looks up at the fairy light escape line. He looks worried and looks at the crashed sleigh. One of the farmer's pop bottles fizzes. A cardboard cutout of Ben is hooked over the lights, which become a zip line. Bitzer ties up pop bottles with a rope and grabs a piece of wood. In the attic, the twins drop a safe on a microwave. Ella pops up through a trap door. Sean forces Shirley through the window. Timmy's next. Sean notices Ella, puts Timmy on his back, and they slide across using the same cardboard cutout. The cable cuts up through the cutout, which splits in two, just as Sean and Timmy land on the treehouse. Sean's hooves slip on the ledge and Timmy falls. Sean reaches out as Timmy falls in slow motion through the blizzard. Timmy's mum looks down in horror. Ella stares in shock from the attic. Then Timmy floats back up. He's on the sleigh, which has pop bottle rocket engines, and Bitzer controlling the amount of fizzy gas shooting out from the bottles, lashed together around the sleigh. Bitzer salutes. Sean and Timmy jump in. Sean fist bumps Bitzer. Timmy's mum is next and hugs Timmy. Ella watches from the attic. Looking sad, Ella takes off her dinosaur hood. Timmy looks up at her, then at his homemade toy Santa. Jin and Ben burst into the attic. The room seems empty, but their daughter is hidden behind a curtain. The family group hug. Then Ella shows her new woolly toy Santa. She points out of the window. The parents gasp as a sleigh with fizzy, bubbling motors flies across the bright face of the full moon. They look astonished. Then Jin and Ben hug their little girl. The view pulls up and away from the attic and the fairy light zipline. Sean and Timmy look down and Timmy points. The sleigh leaves a fizzy trail across the sky, high above the snowy countryside and warm glow of the lights in the house. They soar over the big colourful tree in the market square. The farmer's truck is still clamped. He's freezing cold and covered with snow as he walks home, then looks up and chuckles as the sleigh fizzes by. A van pulls up and the door slides open. The band scowl out at him. The tuba player pops out a cork, which lands at the farmer's feet. They laugh and beckon him in. The sleigh flies on through the driving snow. Timmy and the flock stare as a real sleigh with galloping reindeer flies across the moon and Santa waves to them. Timmy grins at Sean, who looks relieved. Timmy's mum smiles at Sean. The fizzy pop sleigh weaves across the cloudy sky. A sunny, snowy day dawns at Mossy Bottom Farm. The turkey jumps onto the wall. Sean pushes open the barn window. The turkey scrams as the farmer approaches with an axe. The rooster jumps onto the wall and looks worried. The turkey pops back up. The farmer carries logs back to the house. The turkey grins at the rooster. Bitzer wakes up shivering and frozen stiff in his chair out in the open. Bitzer wipes snow off his nose and looks up. He rubs his eyes and goes to the farmer, who points with his thumb towards a brand new painted kennel with a ribbon on it. Bitzer hugs the farmer. Timmy jogs Sean's arm. Timmy gives Sean a stocking full of presents. They smile at each other. Sean and Timmy hug. In the middle of the barn, the flock are around a table with a feast on it. Sean toasts, and they all drink the farmer's fizzy pop. Their paper hats pop up. They contort. The hats inflate. Then steam comes out of their ears.
Mm-hmm.
Sean and Timmy clink glasses again and look at us. Voices by Justin Fletcher, John Sparks, Laura Aikman, Marcus Brigstock, Kate Harbour, Anna-Leon Brophy, additional voices Simon Greenall, Andy Nyman, Emma Tate, Rich Webber. Further credits appear over artwork from the story. Music by Tom Howe, co-executive producers Sean Clark, Kerry Locke, Alison Taylor. Executive producers Mark Burton, Sarah Cox, Peter Lord, Nick Park, Carla Shelley. Based on the character created by Nick Park. Story by Giles Pilbrow and Mark Burton. Script by Giles Pilbrow. Producer Richard Beek, director Steve Cox. Aardman in association with Netflix, WDR1, copyright 2021, Aardman Animations Limited. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.